This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Joseph Schinwald. Joseph is CEO of Guest Experts On Air. As a visibility strategist, his diverse experiences in the media landscape, ranging from associate publisher to vice president of a multinational newspaper throughout Latin America, and a professor in paradigmatic business designs at three universities, have equipped him with in-depth business knowledge. This journey, coupled with his over 50 TV show appearances, has given him a rich understanding of the ever-evolving media dynamics. Thanks so much for being here today, Joseph.
Hello, Diane. It's a real privilege to be on your show. Very, very thank you much.
Well, thank you so much. So we're going to be talking about podcast guesting, which, you know, obviously is near and dear to my heart, being a host and sometimes a guest. So let's start with, if you would, explain to the listeners how being a podcast guest can help them increase their brand's visibility and credibility?
Well, the brand's visibility and growing their brand, it depends, you know, you have a small business, you're a business leader, you're a thought leader, but everybody needs to create their brand, which is basically what people say about you when you're not in the room, right? And if you think about the different channels in marketing we have available as entrepreneurs, as coaches also, as we are all solopreneurs, and many of us may be and small business owners, and then we have that one channel, which is podcast guesting. And when you are on a podcast, like me now, invited, the beautiful thing is that you have 40, 45 minutes sometimes, and you have that time to, through your storytelling, through your interesting framework and the uniqueness you bring to the table of discussion, you actually create your brand at that time. You have a brand opportunity, a branding opportunity, and you are not there to sell, but you are there to bring your expertise and your compelling story to the table of discussion. And that is fantastic. And that's actually referring to your fantastic book, your fascinating book, Succeed Without Selling. And that's what it is. You can actually get people to your website. You can get people to your ecosystem of profitability.
Excellent. Okay. So how do they, I just have so many questions. So if someone is looking to be a guest on a podcast, are there steps that they should go through? Are there things that they should make sure they have in place before they do any sort of outreach? What do you think?
Well, there are different processes, right? And I don't know much about podcasting in general, even though I have my own podcast. However, I'm really specialized and focused on podcast bookings. So how to get your booking, right? Your high-end podcast booking. But then there is the podcast guesting, of course, that's all related with each other. So first of all, of course, you have to when you think about podcasting, you have to make sure that you have a good mic. All this is already quite understood, and that you test it. You have to test it before so that you feel comfortable with the light. If it's recorded also on video and stuff, then you have to have a good lighting, also a ring light and stuff like this. But then how do you prepare? I mean, first of all, you want to be only on podcasts who have a real resonance with you, with your expertise, because if you are relevant to the audience, then that makes you a better speaker. That makes you a better guest. Because when you know that, you know, you will be talking about a topic. Everybody is really fascinated and they want to listen in and they want to learn something. They want to get takeaways from it. Very important when you research podcasts. So that is like a tip here right away. If you do this and you are that entrepreneur, that thought leader or coach, and all of you have a huge audience, Diane. I can't, you know, mention all of the different items I've researched. But when you are looking for the right podcast, then you have to really, you can really make a shortcut. And I tell you that it is that you are basically completely focusing on your own positioning. That means where you stand out, where is your biography? Not like a resume, like on LinkedIn, but like a biography, which is like strawberries in front of the podcast host. And then you want to know what you can talk about. What are the best topics you would be mostly interesting in and where the audience really wants to know more about it? So these are the topics you want to talk about. You have to really go into this pitch, because afterwards you can identify similar experts. When you have identified similar experts than yourselves, then you can identify the podcast they have been on. The best podcast search engine for it is Listen Notes, listennotes.com. You go in there, you can follow this kind of step-by-step process. And for those who listen now to this episode at the very end, if you ask me again, if you remind me, I have a gift. I have a little ebook which everybody here on this audience can download for free afterwards. And that's where I explain only in 30 pages exactly how you can do this from the comfort of your home and with very little effort, but in a consistent way every month, a few hours, and you can get actually on quite some very, very important podcasts in your niche.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And so, what role does content marketing play in enhancing a brand's growth strategy, and how can that be optimized through podcast appearances?
Yeah, Diane, that's a fantastic question, because, you know, when we think about content marketing and social media, for most of us, it's like too much work, actually. And, you know, We do it many times. We just work and it's going out the window. But if you are on podcasts, and you are having, let's say, 2 or 3 interviews a month, and you do this for the whole year, even if you're just 1 interview a month, then you do it for the whole year, you have like, and you know, you have a wonderful content marketing. And I tell you why. It's like each time you get to talk, like I'm talking now with Diane Helbig, and that is an expert. She asks very pointed questions, of course. And so I'm going to get to talk differently about my expertise. And I can do that each time if I have intelligent guests, intelligent hosts, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, of course, you also high top-ranked podcast, so that helps. But, you know, I don't want to diminish people who just start out. And sometimes they have a very new podcast, but they have like already a YouTube channel of 50,000 subscribers. So there is no generalization here. But ultimately, you get those snippets of content, like little clips of a 40-minute episode. You get 5 clips, highlights, just a minute each. So what can you do with this for years to come? Now with AI, with artificial intelligence, there are some software. It's easy to just upload that whole interview. You can get the YouTube link already. You don't even need the video anymore, and or the audio. And then that automatically puts it like the highlights in 5 different small clips. And then you can upload them into Facebook, into Twitter or LinkedIn, TikTok, whatever you have. And you can do it quite fast. So now you have content, and the people, they perceive you, those people, like 99% basically of your audience on Facebook, they are not necessarily podcast listeners. And podcasting, the podcasting world is a different world, a different marketing world. You don't have to do much about it because there are 15, 20 platforms out there. It goes out. You will have lots of listeners, let's say in your case, probably 5,000 plus with the kind of global rank you have, right, on your podcast. Maybe you have more. However, when you are doing this, then you could get into the influencer marketing. And if you have a small business, that's fine. It's the same thing. Or if you're a thought leader, your small audience, your big audience, they will see those podcasts, those clips, those which you have now from that interview, from that episode, and they will perceive you as the go-to expert because they think, and that's the difference between a myth and reality, the myth is that you have been invited to podcasts because you are an expert. And ultimately, we all have to pitch ourselves. That's the reality. You know, either you get pitched by somebody, and they're very famous people. We can talk about a few of them. Very famous people in different, like mostly thought leaders in business, but also in music. And they also use me, so I get them out into the best podcasts and on them and talk to a wider audience. So the myth is that they are invited, but mostly it's different. It's like, it's a strategy. It's a marketing strategy. It's a marketing channel, the whole thing. So now you just post like a minute clip of this episode where you say something really interesting because you have been asked a really fantastic poignant question from the host, and that goes out on your social media. And the host is happy because, you know, he has this podcast and you're sharing it. Very important. That's a very important thing also in the pitch that you say, I'm very happy to share this episode because this is my social media platform here. This is my audience, and I'm so happy to get the word out about your podcast as well, not just about me and about my episode. But then when you have this situation that for the whole year, like every now and then you have this kind of video clip from a podcast episode, or it's an audio clip that it's the same, then really what happens is you become the go-to expert, the authority on the subject. And then people will invite you also more, even on podcasts. But, you know, who is already so famous that he gets right away invited? We get sometimes invited because we have just written a great book. Like you're the author of a bestseller. But then people look for you. They want to know some subject expert on sales. And, well, then you will be invited many times. But often it's you don't want to wait for it. You want to be proactive and get out there and learn it yourself. And that's where my ebook comes in later on. You get it for me, you can. Or if you don't want to go through this and you say, I have a different learning curve, I have to work with my clients, you can do it through an agency.
So I'm so glad that you brought up that not everybody listens to podcasts. And so that is one of the really valuable things about being a guest is that you can then take that content and you can put it in front of your audience and other audiences in other places. That is so great. Let's talk about optimizing podcast booking agencies because a lot of people are using them. I think they're great. I'm contacted by them all the time. What should a brand look for in a podcast booking agency so that they are, you know, really getting what they need and want from that experience?
What you want to definitely look for is that they are not just like hiding themselves behind the curtain, behind a corporate face, where they don't even talk with you unless you say, yes, I agree, I want to pay $2,000 for, let's say, 10 interviews or 5,000 kind of way or so. You want a transparent agency. They want to you can talk with them first without paying anything. And then, you know, maybe they have some certain experience package like I do. I have like, you know, three interviews first and you get a bonus one. So then you can actually have this experience first before you actually commit. Because also for you, it's all about trust in selling, correct? It's in your book. And trust, you have to create the trust. That's why the podcast guesting too is such a wonderful thing as well. Because all you do is creating trust for the selling process, where you don't even have to sell anymore afterwards. So the same thing here, you want to have with a booking agency, you want to really also really stay away from, it's like, it's not something like, oh, I got a booking agency from the Philippines, and I don't say that they can be good also, right? But I just say, and it's cheap, but that doesn't mean anything. Do you want to be on 30 podcasts in a year? And Sometimes you have 5 listeners, sometimes you have maybe 100, and then it's a roll of dice. No, you want to be, and you know, it's a waste of time for you. I mean, you don't have so much time nowadays, you know, you can't just be on 30 interviews in a year and you get maybe altogether 1,000 to 2,000, maybe 5,000 people, and they're not even like in your niche, they're spaced out. It just happened that you talked in front of them. No, you want to have an agency who knows really like systematically with indicators, what is a good podcast? Why is it the perfect fit for you? Because I'm interested in doing this research and knowing all the guests who have been on, many guests who have been on the podcast. What are the kind of indicators? Do they have every week an episode? Are they consistent? And so forth. Because I don't want to go through the work and create a pitch and send it to them and reach out on LinkedIn, multi-channel. And then somebody tells me, sorry, it's not a fit. No. You want as an agency, you know, you want to, when you choose an agency, you want to know, can these people really, do they really represent me well? You look at their logo, because that comes in the email, right? And you look at the way the professionalism at other clients they have. You want to ask, what will be the strategy session? Then when you feel really comfortable because they listen to you and they listen to your marketing objectives and they listen to your audiences and what you want to how you want to reach them, and they want to help you with the pitch and with the curation of the podcast without right away asking a lot of money or nothing in the beginning, basically just they want to help you first. That is the right way to choose an agency. I have the experience, and I want to say it shortly, that a lot of my competitors, when I look at their websites, I can only see, because I see it better, of course, because I have myself an agency. And some are good, some are better than me, of course. But many of them are just like, you know, sorry, you're hiding too much. You're not transparent. And you just want the money out front already, right away. And I think you have to create some trust first, because you're representing them. They want to succeed in their business. And if they are not happy, then I'm not happy.
Right. Will you explain to the listeners what a podcast tour is and how a well-planned guesting tour can really be a catalyst for growth and expansion?
Yes, we're talking about a podcast tour, which is a marketing channel. So there are other channels. This is not going to be one and only solution to your marketing problems, but it is a good additional marketing channel strategy. Because if you do this like a long time, let's say half a year, 1 year, or some people do it 3 years and longer. Some people do it all the time. They're already famous. They still understand how important it is to continue getting your word out, being visible out there. But for others, for many, it is like a first step maybe into the light and to the spotlight and to get some visibility. And that's where it's important to understand really that you will accumulate other people's audiences. So our currency, for instance, today, and your currency will be when you're on podcasts, is I bring some expertise to the table of discussion. And Diane, she gives me this wonderful audience she has, right? So I go to another similar business marketing podcast, because I'm in the podcasting area. I like to go out of the box a little bit. I don't like to talk, to sing to the choir. You know, like podcasting, there are lots of experts already. So I like to go to, I'm also more like a marketing expert. So then you go to another podcast, you get another audience. Always, you're always widening, reaching your broader audience. You go to another one. You know what? In a year, if you do it consistently, you might reach 500,000 to 1 million people like this. And I'm not exaggerating. So, but you have to do it consistently, right? And so what it does to you, it creates that brand for you, that social media content for you. It does also create that expert status for you, that now if you have a company, you know, and nobody knows actually what you're doing, they come to your website, you know, you get that visibility. So that's very important. I hope I answered the question.
Yes, Diane. You absolutely did. Thank you for that. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, this is like an ever-growing, ever-changing industry. Are there trends that you're seeing that people who are guesting should be paying attention to?
Yes. First of all, it's easier now the whole thing is easy. And it will be basically, it will be best practice soon, maybe in 3 years. But now it's, you're still a first mover. You have a first mover advantage, and first mover advantages, they translate into more income, more money, more profit. That is, you have to use, even if you like it or not, but you know, you will be left out if you don't start using this ChatGPT. Yeah. You know, the AI, the artificial intelligence, you have to use it because it helps you immensely with the research. You know, when you go, when you pitch to a podcast, when you are on a podcast, invited, you can use it for the research. And it's fast. And that's, you know, I don't use it for other things. I use it for research. But you could become a thought leader. I'm reading books about it. You could become thought leaders. Write your book, because thought leaders, why? Because it helps you so much with the research. You can uncover things which nobody uncovered yet in statistics and all these things. And because it interprets this massive amount of data, and then you write your book with your own words, of course, and all this, but you get this first, the starting point, the marketing. And, you know, that can help if you write a good book and ethically with AI, and you become a thought leader in your expertise, that you go on a podcast tour with a book already published, and you just published it recently. And, you know, I have success stories about it. I remember, you know, I had actually, and I have some very famous people with a book published and or just launching a book. And when you get a lot of sales in the first week, it gets you right away up in the ranks. And you can do this if you start a podcast tour like 3 months ahead, and it builds up with a waiting list, and then the book is published, and you have this email list, and then people start buying it. And, you know, this is the things I wanted to mention. Did I leave something out?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought when you said this is something I wanted to mention, that there was something after that. Sorry.
No, sorry.
Okay. Now, if someone's listening and they haven't been doing podcast guesting, but they're interested now, you know, that they've heard this, what would you tell them to like the first thing they should do? Is it do research on booking agencies? Is it do research on podcasts that are out there? You know, what would you say?
Diane, I would really, like, from the bottom of my heart, I would just say, go on a podcast, no matter what. You know, like, find somebody who knows, who has a podcast. And you know, right, because we are so afraid of public speaking.
Yeah.
And when we hear this this interview ourselves, and, you know, we know sometimes people, you have this interesting company, you might know somebody who does interviews for this kind of business you have, for this kind of, you know, just start it out. Unless you want to pay some $600-$700, you get 4 interviews right away, good ones. For me, you know, this is my experience package. It's 3, and then you get the next one. But what I wanted to tell is this: always just do it, because we have so much, we're so afraid of public speaking. Some people say we are more afraid of public speaking than of death itself. And I remember when I was the first time on television, and I'm Austrian, I live now in Mallorca, Spain, on an island, so we are quite far away, you know. But I was like 15 years in Latin America and in Buenos Aires. I was invited to the television, first time I'm on television. 3 cameras on me. You know, I was just not seeing myself anymore. First, I saw myself from above, the sofa from above, right, the chair. And then I didn't see myself anymore. It was like, but, you know, I recovered quickly. And then I loved it. Second time, third time. After the 10th time, I was already like a pro. So yeah. I can only say, do it.
Yeah, I love that. It because you get over that fear. Once you do it and it doesn't kill you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for this information. Will you tell the listeners, you know, how they can find you and about the ebook that you've got?
Yes, the ebook is my website, which is like the name of my business, guestexpertsonair.com/podcast promo. Podcast promo. Diana, I want to ask you to repeat it if you can, because
sure.
I still have this accent, this Austrian accent, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I actually look like him. I mean, from the I can say it now because I'm not on camera.
The
body, the face is different.
Sure, exactly. So it's guestexpertsonair.com/podcast-promo.
Exactly.
Yay. Okay.
There you can download the book. It's very well written. People love it, and it has that strategy in it. It's a huge shortcut where you can actually try to get on podcasts right away yourself first. But, you know, as I said, if you don't, then just call me or send me an email or make a strategy meeting with me. It's only 30 minutes and it's free. And we can discuss a podcast too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'll make sure that's in the show notes. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.